Skates the left point. Off to the right point to Ron Harris. Harris, a whistling slap shot. Whoa, almost deflected that puck right into the net. Picked up by Maxner. Maxner backs to the left-hand corner again to Thirlby. Thirlby shot. It's kicked under there again by a fine save by Gary Bowman. Bowman doing a fine job. Maxner waits for his man to break in. He's got Thirlby. Backhand shot. He scores! What a play! Oh, what a play! How about that?
Great deflection shot by Thirlby on a power opportunity again for the Seals, and it's a 10-4 contest now. That's the fourth power play scoring for the Seals tonight. You might remember that I had mentioned when they had their first chance in that regard, they had scored only 21 times in 47 games this year. That's up to 25 for goals now in 48 games for the Seals with the one-man advantage.
And they still have a 4-3 situation here at the moment. There have been, of the four goals against San Francisco, two of them have been of the fluke variety against Jack McCartan, who has had not a lot of shots on goal, but when things are relatively quiet, he has had that puck just sort of dribble through his legs. Up to that time, though, and beyond those points, he's been magnificent. Again, it's a 4-3 picture with a power play. The puck back to the side after it and trying to come up with it is Wayne Conley. Can't do it. Berenson skates around him, but the puck's cleared by Odrowski. Odrowski left sides it to Mission. Harvey. Harvey sends it in on goal. Puck cleared by Morrison. Oh, backhands it down the other end of the rink. There was a beautiful play in that goal, if I can take the time to tell you about it. Simply this way. Here's a rush by the San Francisco Seals. Michelle Harvey with Wayne Conley. Two teaming. Back it goes to Michelle Harvey. Slap shot on a hard drive by Johnny Gravel, and it was just a lucky save off the stick that time by Bowman. The puck in the right side of the boards. Harvey trying to keep it in play, and it's iced to the other end. That'll be a 5-4 picture for the San Francisco Seals. Wayne Conley stick handles his way out of trouble, gets across the blue line to Michelle Harvey. Harvey dumps it down the left side of the boards. 15:52 on the clock. The Seals lead it 10-4. They have an extra man on the ice right now. 30 seconds of penalty remaining. Al Nicholson, the captain of the Seals now, skates the left corner. Pincered out of the way by Rochefort. The puck cleared by Mortson. Checked out of the way beautifully by Jerry Brisson back behind the cage. Jerry hustling that big Jim Morrison. Gets the puck back off to Topple. Topple left point to Odrowski. Odrowski winds, fires. He scores! I believe Jerry Brisson got the assist or got the goal on a deflection from Odrowski. And that is the fifth power play goal of the night by San Francisco.
You know, you can't help wondering about the what must be in the minds of this Quebec squad of the imbalance which has taken place here tonight. They came into this game and reputedly as minor league's number one hockey team, and they know they're playing the last place club of the Western Hockey League, and all of a sudden it's a complete mismatch. There's no way of comparing the two teams. The Seals are completely dominating this game. The scoreboard attests to that, and Quebec must wonder how much balance there is between these two leagues.
Del Topple kicks that puck out of there with a skate. Then it's picked out of there by Captain John Hanna, and they score back aces. They've got the green of Notre Dame about them. And the green is a little bit around the gills right at the moment, however, as they come around the boards, across the blue line to Jerry Brisson, across the red line to Topple. Topple back to Brisson, who's had two goals already. He takes the shot. It's wide to the right side. And Jerry is fired up now. He'd like to get that hat trick, as he has two goals already tonight. And the puck is frozen. For extra convenience, you can save by mail at San Francisco Federal. They pay postage both ways. Drop in at any one of San Francisco Federal's 8 Bay Area offices for your free save by mail kit. And remember, accounts open by the 10th of the month earn the high current annual dividend rate of 4.85% from the very first. This is KCBS and KCBS-FM, the voice of San Francisco, where you will hear the latest in news following this hockey broadcast and a complete story on the settlement of the newspaper strike. 17:05 on the clock. A little less than 3 minutes to play, and San Francisco leading 11-4. On our recap, following the news this evening, we will try to have the final score for that L.A. hockey game, which is important as the Los Angeles Blades are in the thick of running and fighting for that playoff spot, as well as the Seals. Ron Schock kicks the puck across the blue line with his skate. Gets checked away by the skating stick of the green shirts of the Quebec Aces. Stolen by Swarbrick. He drives in on goal. He's got a clear shot. He scores! Swarbrick steals the puck, skates the right side, out-muscles Noel Price, defenseman, and beats the goaltender on the short side so fast that the goaltender actually fell down. And it is 12-4 San Francisco.
Kind of wish they'd saved some of these for Victoria Friday night. Roy, they've got enough in this to win two of them.
Well, I don't think we'll have to worry. I think that the Seals have a combination going for them now. It's an unusual one and changed around a bit. Thurlby leading the attack at the red line. Skates the blue line. Takes the shot wide to the right side. Schock centers the puck in front of the net as he runs around his defensive man. The puck pinched behind the net and frozen there at 17:49. For the Seals, scoring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times on power plays in one game.
You know, you can't help thinking about one other aspect. Gary Bauman came into this game with a 2.66 goaltending average, 2 2/3 goals per game. And that has been shot somewhat here in San Francisco.
Slightly. 12-4, San Francisco leading by 2 touchdowns. They missed the conversions. Faceoff, right wing circle. Back to the point it goes to Harris. Picked off by Conley. Reverses it to Harris. It takes it, shoots it in on goal. Deflected to Michelle Harvey into the right-hand corner. Bounce again to Harris. He takes the shot. It's off and a nice right leg save by Gary Bauman. Back to the red line where it's cleared by Ron Harris. To the neutral zone, to Conley, who runs around a body check, still has the puck, stops in a dime, back pedals his way, spun out of the play, and the puck finally cleared again to the neutral zone. And up and over into the officials' bench at 18-16. On that one power play goal that the Seals scored, it was the first time we've seen them use a play like that this year. The puck was to the right side of the boards where Wayne Maxner had it. He had it passed to him by Tom Thurlby. And then Thurlby, after passing, broke right down the middle as if he were playing around a screen on a basket and driving for a basket in a basketball game. Drove right in and took the repass from Maxner and backhanded it in front of the startled goaltender and just about shook him right out of the net. Beautiful play. Here's the breakaway down the line. Conley trying to get that puck with Ray Sear. Both of them forechecking. The puck kept in on the point by Michelle Harvey at 18:40 of the third period. The Seals have won convincingly tonight. They lead it 12-4. On the San Francisco Federal scoreboard, Picard clicks the puck away. Picked up by Harvey across the blue line. Wright wings his way against the boards. After it is Blackburn. Runs out of a body check by Picard. Centers it in front of the net. With a minute to go in this hockey game, Ed Hoekstra takes the shot on the partial screen right in front, tries to get the shot on goal, and they tie it in there. Ed Hoekstra tucking it in as the shot was blocked by Jack McCartan, but he let it slip out of his hands, and then it was rammed down between his legs and into the net by Ed Hoekstra, and that's the third goal for Hoekstra tonight, I believe. And he gets the hat trick and his 19th goal of the season.
Well, this is like the baseball game, Roy, in which you're leading about 15-2 in the last half of the first half of the ninth inning, and the fellow out there in the mound is not going to be doing much bearing down if he's got a 13-run margin on which to work. And Jack McCartan, as he saw that shot coming, he wasn't too concerned, as it's now half minute to go and a seven-goal advantage for the Seals.
That goal credited to Blackburn, Hoekstra getting the assist on it. It's 12-5 with 30 seconds to play in the period. The puck up ice again by the hard-skating Quebec Aces. And they haven't slowed down, not one single bit. The puck back of the net. After it, Quebec skating hard, centering right in front of the net. Nobody there but Del Topple to dig it out to Jean-Marc Picard of the red line. Skates to the blue, waits for his man to break. Al Nicholson in front of the net. He scores! What a play!
Well, that time they had Gary Bowman actually hanging on the pipe, Roy. He had one hand up over, trying his best to stop that. Now it's merely a trying to hold on to that goaltending average. The game has long since been decided. And Bauman's 2.66 goaltending average is has been completely shattered here this evening, and he was trying to avoid further trouble. There's finally the buzzer. We're not going to have a chance to do any recapping here. Want to get to the news right away, and Roy Story will have a recap for you very shortly after a final word from San Francisco Federal.
Ladies and gentlemen, safety should certainly be a vital consideration when it comes to savings and investments. And when you open a safety insured savings account at San Francisco Federal Savings, you can be sure of maximum protection for your funds, as well as a high current annual dividend rate of 4.85%. Sound management, high reserves, and 30 years of growth to over $200 million in assets make San Francisco Federal a mighty comfortable place to save. And their eight Bay Area offices are mighty convenient, too. It takes just a few moments to start an account, and accounts open by the 10th earn from the very first. So we invite you to start your savings account now at San Francisco Federal Savings. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you in part by San Francisco Federal, with eight locations serving the Bay Area, and by Redwood Lincoln Mercury, Van Ness at Sutter in San Francisco. Quality cars to fit your budget. Lincolns, Mercurys, and Comets for 1966. Our thanks to our engineer, Andy Anderson, to our director, Bill Hammer. For Don Klein, this is Roy Story reporting from the Cow Palace in Daly City, California, where tonight's final score was San Francisco 13 and Quebec 5.